Okay, we are up to the end of Simon Pei Tes. Pei Tes, the laws of Muksa. Halacha Yud Zayin is Graf Shel Rei. Halacha Yud Zayin called over Matunav Kegoin Rei, Rikia, Tsoya, Bain Shel Adam, Bain Shel Tarnagoylin. Let me just make sure I didn't skip. Yeah, you're going to see. Let's interrupt. Called or anything that is mitunaf, but it means that it's disgusting. Kegoin ri'i. Ri'i means excrement. Kia. Kia means vomit. Tsoa. Well, I really made a mistake. Tsoa is waste. Animal waste. What's the difference between ri'i and tsoa? I'm not even sure. Bain shel adam, bain shel tarnagolim. Whether it is from human feces or animal waste. So the problem is it is muksa. There's nothing that's more muksa than this. This is the ultimate of muksa, machmas mius. As we learned in the Hakdama, there are six types of muksa, or seven types of muksa. And one example is muksa machmas mius. There's nothing that is more muksa machmas mius than these items. So how is one allowed to remove this on Shabbos? The answer is this is an exception. Chazal made an exception. A person is allowed to metaltel these things to remove them from the bayis or the chotzer. Mutter lehoitziam leashba. Uchimoitzi graf shalri o yavit shalmei raglayim. A person has to take out a chamber pot or a urinal, an ovid shalmei raglayim, a bedpan, kolzman shakli adayim biyadu. So the question is the person allowed to return this? This is very much no halacha in the hospital. Okay, in the hospital they have different types of items that are used for ones to clean the person's body. So the question, are you allowed to return them? The answer is, as long as a person has not let go of these items, they can be returned to. Because muksa, you're not allowed to be metaltel muksa. So one can argue that once this item has been emptied out, has been released, one is not allowed to return it to a place that's more convenient when it'll be need to be used next time. Like let's say a chashal person is in the hospital. So in the hospital they have their these plastic, what are they called? Bedpans? What are they called? These plastic little containers that are used when a person is hard for him to go to the Beis HaKiseh, so he need not go. He has this plastic little container. So now this plastic container, usually the nurse, they take it out, but let's say whatever person, it's a Shabbos, and it's disturbing, the person wants to daven, and it's there, so a person wants to take it out, you're allowed to take it out in order to daven, if it's the person's way. So the question is the person allowed to return it? Let's say it's the only thing that he has, so he wants to bring it back to the bed so the next time that he'll need it, he will not have to go search for it, will not have to go and ask a nurse to get another one. Instead of leaving it in the bathroom area, by the toilet area, after he finishes disposing of the contents of this item, he wants to return it back to his bed, right near his bed. So the problem is one can argue that you're not allowed to return it. This item, by nature, is disgusting. It's muksa machmas mius. The only reason why Chazal allowed him to take it from his bed, from where it's located, to bring it to the bathroom area to dispose of, dispense of, or let's say not only him, let's say one or someone who is visiting, person, you're visiting the sick, you come to the hospital to visit an elderly person, and the person has there's a bedpan, and the person, you want to do him the favor, the bedpan is in the way, so you want to empty out the bedpan. So it's Shabbos, you empty out the bedpan. Now the question is, are you allowed to return the bedpan to the bed? So the answer is, you could argue, no, it's total muksa. You only were allowed to be total muksa in order to dispose of the contents because it was disgusting, it was bothering you. But now that it's empty, you have no right to take this item and return it back to its previous location because you're being total muksa unnecessarily. The answer is no, that's not part of the tilt isser of muksa. We learned yesterday that once you're given the green light to pick up an object that is muksa, you can put it down wherever you want. That was successful, but in this case, by Graf Shel Rei, that was muksa. We had a discussion there from the Mishnah Berurah. That was the case that we discussed, was a muksa machmas isser. The case that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch discussed. Machmas atzma, you can't. But a Graf Shel Rei is an exception. Right? Graf Shel Rei is an exception.
But it's an exception.
It is an exception, correct. It's an exception to muksa machmas atzma. Correct. It's an exception to the muksa machmas atzma. So it says you're allowed to return it Once a person puts this object down, it's no longer permitted to be moved. And in parenthesis, he writes, the Gora Mishram Muksa Machmasmias, this is worse than other typical cases of Muksa Machmasmias. The classic case of Muksa Machmasmias are shells of nuts, or fish bones, or meat bones. So that's called Muksa Machmasmias. It's disgusting. But that's category one. Category two is waste, or a chamber pot, or a bedpan. This is a different degree of muksa machmas mius. So once these things have been put down, they may not be moved at all. Only time you can take it back is when it's needed once again. Another principle, mishum kavod abrios, when a person needs a bedpan, even though it's muksa machmas mius, it can be moved to a location where it's necessary in order to be mechabi the person mishum kavod abrios mutlach zeroi. The chen im yachol lases besochei maim sheyu ruim l'shtias behema yachol lachzuru kach. Another technique that he gives: a person wants to move it even though he doesn't need it at this very moment. You can fill it up with water. You can take a cup of water from the sink and add it to the bedpan. Now the bedpan has in it water that's fit for animal consumption. Animals not lakbit on this type of water, even since 99% of the water is clean water, even though it's no human being would dare drink this water, but it's good enough for animals. So being that it's good enough for animals, so therefore it's no longer muksa. As we learned in the very beginning of the laws of muksa, anytime we have in our presence food that is fit for animals, it's not muksa. Halacha yudches mutter litain kli tachas hadelef b'shabbos. If you have a leaky roof, and the water is coming, you're allowed to go take a utensil to collect the drip. What's the problem? By doing so, you're going to be mevatel kli mehechano, because now that you have dirty water, typical water that leaks from your roof, you're not going to drink. You're not going to drink that water, so the water itself is going to become a mos. It's muksa machmasmius. Not only is the water muksa, but the kli is no longer functional for the remainder of Shabbos. So what have you done? By putting this kli underneath the delef, you were mevatel kli mehechano. It's as if you glued it to the ground, which is like boineh. And we learned yesterday, you're not typically allowed to do that. But this is an exception. When you're dealing with a delef can cause damage to the house. Chazal made this exception. Furthermore, if the utensil is full, you're allowed to empty it into the sink, and then return to. But not every case is permitted. The water must be functional, must be usable to some degree for rechitza. If the water is detestable, it's disgusting, you're not allowed to create a graf shavir, a chamber pot, a utensil which is not fit for use on Shabbos. If a person did not follow the halach, he put it there, and then the kli filled up, and then it's disgusting. So now it becomes a graf shel ri'i, and a graf shel ri'i that is most, you're allowed to, even though you did shloi kedin, you allowed it to drip, you levatel, but once already you have the situation and it's disgusting, you're allowed to remove it. Okay, we have over here one short halach on the bottom. Adalah b'shabes ayn b'shut leif chayim demutu l'chasas b'shabes semachim yilano sagdel mekarik b'mnei hashalagim shlo yezuku kemoshem mavur b'shulchan aruch l'chasas chaperos shem muksim.
On Shabbos, if it's about to snow, and your orange tree, you have in the backyard a tree, the citrus fruit, and it's going to get ruined by the snow, are you allowed to cover it on Shabbos? The answer is yes. Something that's growing a plant, I guess it's small enough that you can cover it. It's no worse than what we learned yesterday, that you're allowed to cover things that are muksa on Shabbos.
Oh, no, we just discussed. That was the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says a leak in the house, and the only time you're allowed to put down a bucket to collect the water is usable b'shas hatchach. You can use it for rechitza. But if the water is so detestable that it's not fit for use at all, then you're not allowed to collect it. You're not allowed to collect it. Okay, he doesn't say any exceptions. I don't know. I guess maybe I have a shas hatchach. You have some uba.
You think it's going to be, you know,
Okay, I don't know. But generally, generally, water that's leaking from a roof is not so dirty, where it's not the luchitza. At least you would wash part of a dirty part of the body. It's not the end of the world.
Is it? You have a
poisonous chemicals.
No, one of the pipes. The sewer pipe.
That's already. So you're asking a very good question. So what do you do in that situation? If the soup pipe breaks, are you allowed to go put down a pot under? Are you allowed to go put down a utensil underneath in order? So you have to also take into consideration that today, in today's day and age, it's a health hazard. Sakana. Here he's just standing with something that's disgusting. Standards of time Chazal were very different. Today, if a sewer pipe is broken and there's waste coming out of the sewer pipe, it's a serious health hazard. So that can mamish be a case of a pikuach nefesh. It can be a case of choila.
You can.
No, we're not talking about a pipe from the city. Let's talk about it in your house. Yeah. Start backing up. So now you want, at least in the meantime, you want to go put a pot there. You want to put a utensil there to collect the waste. I would imagine that you're allowed to do, because it's a sakana. It's totally logical, right? Sakana today. Every case obviously is different. Okay, I don't know the details. I do not know. The offer sham ala shulchan admits that you're allowed to cover, even though you're allowed to cover things that are mechubal lekarka. They should not get damaged from the rain. They should not get damaged from the snow. If you are in a place where there's an earth and you have what? I guess you don't move. You're not moving it. If you're moving it, it's also.
If you cover a plant, you can
move it. You move it? I don't know the answer. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Okay, let's start the laws of buses. Din buses pay test the davar also by bov of sifna aleph. Kli shaloi shaniach Allah be'er Shabbos davar muksa b'kavana. You have a utensil. You have a table. You have a chair. You have a nightstand. And upon the nightstand you put there erev Shabbos davar muksa b'kavana. I put my wallet on the nightstand. For yedaitoi she'munach sham b'achnosa Shabbos. It was my intent that my wallet should be on this nightstand for the entire Shabbos. That's what I do every single night. I put down, empty up my wallet, put down the cell phone, you put down the wallet, you put down all of the muksa, you've done your loose change, and zehu. Nase hakli bosses ledavar also. That little stand, that little night table is a bosses ledavar also. V'afilu nidla mishama muksa b'yom tadin. If your grandchildren come into your room and they walk away on Shabbos with your cell phone, right? They think it's during the weekday and you let them play with it during the weekday, and then they take it away. All of a sudden, where is my cell phone? It's Shabbos. And your grandchild is in the other room with the cell phone. The grandchild that's below age of chinuch is playing with Sadai. Say, oh, very good. He took away the cell phone, so there's nothing on this nightstand, so I can move this nightstand because it's getting in my way. No, the nightstand remains muksa. So since there was muksa on the nightstand, ben hashmoshos, the nas ozakli bosses the davar aser, aser letatlo gam achakach kol hayom, afilu letzorech gufoy uletzorech mukam. Even if I need the space, this is not to be confused with what we learned yesterday. Yesterday we learned that if the muksa was taken, you can move it with the table. There the kids, it was very clear to say, im shochach. If you have an instance where you have a little stand, a little night table, and you never ever put on this table muk. So even if you do, but it was not my intent, when it comes Friday night, I always put my wallet in the drawer in another place, another secure location. I don't leave it on this little nightstand. So at here, it's just, I was fatracht. I came home late, Erev Shabbos, I was in a rush, and it was an accident that I put my wallet on this nightstand. So as long as the wallet is on the nightstand, you're not allowed to move the nightstand. But if the wallet is removed, you push it off, you shove it off with your elbow or with another item, so no longer is nightstand serving as a basis for this object of muksa, you are now allowed to move the nightstand. Because that was shochach. Here it was done deliberately. Let's go to halacha base.
Can you take bones of a chicken?
Yes.
Put it, make it a grasha ready.
Yeah.
Then move it.
What do you want to do? You no, that's not going to help. No, that's not going to help. Are you trying? Why do you need bones? Take a davar hamutter. Take a davar hamutter.
No, I want to make it a grav shrei.
So how is a grav shrei going to be better than a davar hamutter? If I put on the table a piece of bread, so it's too late. The same way it's too late if I put a piece of bread on the table, it's too late for the grav.
A chamber pot.
Yeah. So take out the chamber pot mamish. So take out the chamber pot itself. Okay, I'm not sure. You say, let's go further. Maybe we'll come across some of the lumdus that will answer your question. Halacha beis. Hayamunach sham be'achnas haShabbos kam davar heter. Let's say on the nightstand there was not only your wallet, but you also have a davar heter. Benasa kli basis ledavar ha'aser ul davar hamoto. Im ha'davar hamoto yoyse chashiv loy. So it's all relative. If it's more chashiv for you, mutu l'taltel, then you're allowed to be metaltel. Then you're allowed to be metaltel the entire table. So even though now this means that lo, I may have on the table a sefer, and the sefer only costs in the store $18. It's expensive. And I have also on the table a brand new iPhone 6. Right? iPhone 6 costs $800. You get it for free though if you have a good plan, right? Or left $100. What?
Where?
You have to pay $200? How much do you have to pay?
You have to pay
$200. But now they'll give you away the iPhone 5 for free. Okay, but retail will cost you $800. So $800 cell phone and let's say you have a safer. What's more chashiv for you on Shabbos? On Shabbos I can't use a cell phone, but I can use a safer. So I have whole safers on the table. Right? What's more chashiv? The safer is more chashiv. Not the monetary value. I mean, it's infinite. The Torah. So the halach is, it's mutul l'tatla, you're allowed to move this table. V'imadavar ha'asar yosef chashiv lo. But let's say the davar ha'asar is yosef chashiv lo. Also the tadlo, so it's not a catch-all. Just because you have on the table davar ha'as, davar ha'mutter, that does not automatically give you a license to move the table. You have a condition. The condition is the davar ha'mutter must be yoyser choshev loy. Now he gives the classic example on the table. This is classic. You have a Shabbos table. You never know. Who knows? You may have guests. You may have something unexpected on Shabbos, so you may want to move the table. But what's on the table? A leichter. People say they don't put the leichter on the table anymore, though. Say it's not the style anymore. On the side, who puts the leichter on the table anymore? When was the last time you went to someone's house, the leichter was on the table? They don't do that anymore. I remember the old, you still do it? Ashrecha! Traditionalist. I remember as a child, that's how my mother always did it upon the table. But then later, on the side, and that's the way I see it in many people's house. You have some type of. You need, okay, or you're afraid the kids, like the little children that climb on the table, they'll do different things, okay. But it definitely used to be years ago, you put it on the table no matter what. That's where the leichter belongs. Became a new thing today, we don't put it on the table. I don't know why. So therefore you should put the chalos on the shulchan and the shmashos. So the map of the tablecloth, the hashulchan on the table itself, everything that support, all the way down, all the layers down, the table, and then the lining, and then the tablecloth, and the plastic. Think of all those layers of things that we put on the table are all
much less than that.
The leichter, of course, but it's yosef chashav loy. It's what you want. You want the bread. You want to eat food. So now it's a boss. And the davar hamutter is yosef chashav loy. You want to eat the chalais. The you mutadim until now you can move the entire table. So if you want to move the table on Shabbos, go right ahead. You can move the table, but not when the fire is going. You have to wait until the fire goes out. But then, even though the fire goes out, then you can move the table because you're going to flee. You're going to cause it to flicker. When you move the table, you cause it to flicker, and that is also. That's the tolada of Havara. Might be Havara Mamish. But everything. When you move candles, you're causing it to flicker. Causing it to flicker, you're causing it to increase and decrease. And that is the malacha of Havara Deraisa and Kibui Derabonan. The Yu Mutamital, the Imlo also Kain, Hare Nasa, Mapet, Ashulchan, Bost of Rahal. So everything is supposed to be also luchud. The assume until you know the multiple on Shabbos. So we call makom b'diavad and yeshach gadol. Now here is the exception. Let's say the challah is on the table, but you have a very great need to move. move the table. A ner fell on the table. The candle fell on the table. And you need the space on the table. And the ner is in the way, or the leichter is in the way, so you want to shake off the ner from the table. Yesh lismoich al ha-poiskim tisviru luhud lo nase bas el indaitoi shet hishor shalamukso kol yoim ha-shabbos. It should be there the entire Shabbos. Since over here the Hari Aminig lehosir b'Shabbos es ha-menoiros al yinazivir b'chashad. I don't know exactly what the situation is. I don't know exactly to what degree we say this. Since the minig was to remove it al yidei eini yehudi, Hari Aminig lehosir b'shachris es ha-menoiros al yidei eini yehudi v'loi nase bas. So I guess it's only going in this particular instance when you have help. Okay, people who have help at home. I don't know, everyone in such a gevir has help at home on Shabbos. I'm unaware of this. Hungaria. This is from Hungary. In Hungary, they were wealthy. Not everyone was wealthy in Hungary. Not everyone. There were plenty of poverty there as well.
No, you needed a place for the chomp. You went to the bakery to get the chomp, so you put it on the
guy. It says you have a guy. You have help in the house.
Sitting around every house and.
Okay, whatever it is, it seems that the situation is such where the ner is going to be removed. It's going to be taken away by a non-Jew. So then there is a leniency. The leniency is that the only time it's going to be a boss of the Ross with the Kavan is for the entire Shabbos. If you are in a situation where you know from the beginning that it's not going to be the entire Shabbos, it's not going to be, you can be samech on the person of Mekel, it's not going to be called the boss, and you'll be allowed to remove the table, you're allowed to shake it off. Just like we learned before, in the case when the wallet was put on the nightstand by accident, you can shake it off. Here as well, since it was not meant to be on the table for the entire Shabbos, there's room to be lenient.
I have a minute to keep the chal on the table all week round.
All week, this gets stale. What? Such chumras. Such extreme chumras. Unbelievable.
Actually, I don't
eat
the challah. I keep it back for
matzah.
I
asked
to break it with his wooden teeth.
Boss says, "Let's see, aloch aleph." Boss those who put the neiros on a tray, silver tray, v'gam kishamis rabbi baker al yideakum haneiros me'al hatas. Afilu walking yatas misur oimed. So even though on Shabbos the guy has removed the tas. The tas.
He didn't take the tas.
He didn't remove the tas.
He left the tas there.
I the tas be su oimet. The hoya hatas bosses Spain hashmer. But I think it means is that the tas, even when he moves to a new location, I think it means you take the tas.
I mean, kishemaser baboker ayi the akam haneros me al hatas. He takes away the last.
Okay, fine. Okay. Afiluach ya tas be su oimet. The hoya bosses bein hashmash zvim hiniach. Let's say ala tas davar choshuv. Let's say put on the tas itself. Davar choshuv. For example, choshuv kemachul chodayim. Show the tas la tas. You allowed him to top the tas. Like we said, same thing we said before. Vim silikat heter me alav. Once you take away the heter, the bread has been taken away from the tas, so shuvas l'tatlo. So once again, it goes back, it's reinstated to its original existence. Over here, the tas was a basis l'davar aser, even though it was l'davar aser mutar. But right now, at this point in time, the davar hamutar has been removed. All you're left with is the davar. All you're left with is the tas. The tas was a aser. It goes back. It's to its original state of iser. Shuv aser l'tatlo ayin sham umashma midvar of the gam meheter. The Feirish says explicitly, the Aniyach HaChalos Kodim Ben HaShmoshos V'nochem Ara Boiker Li'achar Sil Kaner, and the Chalos must remain on the tray after you take away, even after you take away the Nero. So when the only time you're allowed to move the bosses, the tray, is only when you still have upon the tray a Dover HaMutter. If the Dover HaMutter has been taken away, you're not allowed to be metaltel the tray, because once upon a time it had upon it a Dover HaSer. So right now, at this moment in time, you still have on the tray the Neros. You still have the Neros, so it's still could be called the Bosses, the Dover HaAser, if you take away the the davar hamot.
We don't hold from that.
Right.
Because, for instance, you take away the chalas.
You take away the chalos, but you take away the chalos. No, the chalos are still there. When you take, it's saying over here.
No, let's talk.
Yeah.
So you have your lach on the table and stuff, and you have chalos. So Friday, and it's better as much as it's bosses of davar ha'aser b'amuta. Then you clean off the table Shabbos night. Now it becomes bosses of davar ha'aser. You can't move the table.
During the week, there's no
chalos. Okay, let's read it again. Let's read it again. You saying good? Let's read it again. Let's see what it says. V'miniach al atas davar choshev. Kimachal. Uchadayme. Shari l'tat l'atas. Period. V'imsi l'kai hetemei olav. If you go and you take away the hetemei olav. Shuv osu l'tal t'lo ayin sham. U'mash midvarav. The gam ima heter ho yisham ben ashmashos. The nas bas l'davar osu remoter. Heter. Afil wachi. Im silko hetemei olav. You take away the heter. V'nisha rak isur. Also, Tautla, the Chain Cross of the Farish. The Anir Achalas Kodibin Ashmash is Munachama Ad Boker, Li Achar Silukaner. Let's go further. Let's see what he says. Let's see. The Ayim Shukhanach Gunnar Shamazam. The Afla Ach, exactly. You see exactly what you're saying. The Afla Achar Shasilukhi Alechem Ashulchan. No, it's Mutter. Exactly. It's Chalik on this. Kavan Sin, Shahoya Munach Sham Bechnisa Shabbos, Mutul Tautla, Vulinasa, Bosdaner Ayin Sham. It doesn't matter. As long as the chalos were on the table, bein hashmashos, even if now it has been removed, you're allowed to move the table, even though on the table you have also the neros. Mashm befeirish the loy kaprim agadim. Frei mashm v'tzas mei mishne brura. Shekosav dirashai it's mutter l'tal tel hashulchan v'afilu b'od shaneros dolkos olav. Even when the neros are lit, they're still going. It says, kevan shahayim munach olav alechem atzarech letz l'shabes l'nase bosses l'iser. Adkan. So the Mishnah Bura and the Shulchan Aruch Rav are makel the choilik on the Prima Gadim that you don't need at this moment in time there to be a Dover Hamot in order to be metaltel as long as it was there by Nashmashas. Adkan. Mash Mishagam in Ato Ein Alechem Olav Afiluachim Mutu Kevan Shahoyo Sham Alechem Bechnisa Sashabis. Vein Oid Beshulchan Aruch Rav Shabu Zaman. Te Hamapa Shal Ashulchan Shaneros Omdos Oleha Mutu Lutaltel Oli Achash Su Habanoira Misham. Same thing. Once you take away the candles, once the non-Jew has taken away the candles, you're allowed to remove the tablecloth. Oh, but the tablecloth was a basis, the davar ha'asar. Tafilu b'loy hunchu achalas al hamapa bebein hashmashos. Oh, but what about the tablecloth? There was no lechem on the tablecloth. The lechem was only on. That was on the task. That time the hamape loyhun chusham ledatz sheinichu hamenoru alecha ela mibnei she evshel lahamet hamenoru ala shulchan levado bnei shamape choytzetzes bifneihem ayin sham. Since it's you never meant it to be a support. The reason why you have a mapa is for the table. The map is not there to support the menorah. One more time. You never put the mapa that the mapa should be a support for the neros. You can't put the shulchan on the table alone. Directly. So he's giving you another very amazing heter. Is that the only time you have a halacha that something is called a basis, the davar asar, is when you're using this thing to support your kavan. Is that this thing should actually support the object that is above it. But if the thing that's being there, you have no kavana that it should be there to support the object above, and the example is a tablecloth. The tablecloth is to cover the table. It's not to support the neros. That is not subject to the rules of bosses. So even though there was nothing actually on this, the tablecloth that should make the tablecloth the bosses, l'davar hamutar u'davar ha'aser, it doesn't matter. You're allowed to move the tablecloth. So if you have a situation...
You have your candle on the side, on a different little table.
Yeah.
You do have a tablecloth. The tablecloth there may yes be for the as a
buses. No,
it's no, never for a buses.
You light your candles on a separate little table.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you put on a tablecloth.
No, that's
you put the tablecloth on because you want the neighbors to sit on a nice place.
the tablecloth on because you want to cover the
You
table.
Have a little table that's
You want to cover the table.
The little table has a tablecloth.
That's what I'm saying. Why do you put a tablecloth on the
table? To make the table look nice. A Shabbos stick. To make the table look nice. It's not because you want to protect the table from the wax.
Candles drip, it doesn't drip on your table.
Okay, you have a tray anyway.
Okay, the basic yisod is that a table, so what would be an example? An example would be where you have a table, would be where you have a table. And on the table you have a tablecloth. And upon that you have a leichter, just a leichter. And you forgot to put the neros, the chalos on the table, then hashmoshes. So what is the halach? Are you allowed to move the table on Shabbos? Absolutely not. The table on Shabbos is a bosis l'davar aser. Even if a guy comes along on Shabbos and takes away the neros, you're still not allowed to move the table, because the table was a bosis l'davar aser when Shabbos began. Question, are you allowed to take off the tablecloth after the guy takes away the leichter?
Yes.
Even though there's no chalas. You didn't put the chalas. And even this, it doesn't say you're allowed to do that. It doesn't say you're allowed to move the tray. It doesn't say you're not.
What do you do with the tray? It's talking about the trays there.
Let's say the guy takes away the tray. The guy
doesn't take the tray. The tray is not a...
The tray is muksa.
The tray is only a bosis. The tray is not the muksa itself.
The tray is muksa. It's a.
You need tzarech mekayma. You pick it up. What is wrong with the tray?
The tray is muksa.
Why?
Because the tray is the bus. It's the davar ha'asa. The tray is definitely muksa.
As buses.
Yeah.
But there's no buses.
It doesn't matter. The tray gets the full. The tray gets the full status of muksa. The tray cannot be. Let's discuss this one particular case. You have a table. The table has it on neros, and there's a tablecloth as well. And there are no chalas. Are you allowed to move the table on Shabbos? Absolutely not. What happens if the guy comes along and takes away the leichter? Are you allowed to move the table? No. You're still not allowed to move the table, even though at this moment in time, no, there's no machlekes. There's no machlekes. If the neros were on the table when Shabbos began, and your kavana was, the neros shall be there for the remainder of Shabbos, the table is a basis l'davar ha'aser. The table may not be moved even if a non-Jew removes the leichter from the table on Shabbos. So that's it. The guy comes in, he takes away the leichter, and now I want to move the table. I cannot move the table. Can I take off the tablecloth? Yes. Oh, but the tablecloth was also a support for the leichter when Shabbos began? No, it wasn't. That is not what you call a bosis. A bos only when the thing is here to support
so
an object.
Out from under the...
That's not the case that I'm discussing. That's not the case. The case that I'm discussing is
they took the tray away.
The tray is still there, so you can't lechor. You're in trouble. You can't do it. You can't do it because you have an object of muksa and you have a tray, and by pulling off the...
Tzarech
mekayim, but it's muksa machmas atzmo. Tzarech mekayim is only muta machmas. The tray is toffle to the davar aser, and the davar aser is muksa machmas atzmai.
Right.
But the status remains, even though it's no longer here. The status remains.
The status remains that it's muksa.
Correct.
It's always something else.
The status remains for the remainder of Shabbos. You're not allowed to move the tray even machmas gufay, machmas mekoymai, because muksa machmas gufay is aser. It's not a kli. Fire is not a kli. Only time you have a heter to move something machmas gufoy or mekoymoy is a kli, a utensil. Fire is not a kli. It's not a utensil. It's muksa machmas atzmai. Muksa machmas atzmai. It's aser afilu tzoch gufoy mekoymoy. A basis gets the same exact status. It may not be removed. Even when the tray is removed, you're still not allowed to move the table because the table was muksa ben hashmoshes. But here, this mechadish shtuchno harav that the tablecloth does not get that status, because the tablecloth was never put there to support the ner. The tablecloth is there to beautify the table, and therefore it does not have that status.
Yeah. You put a challah on the tray that you have the ner on.
So that's the, we said to mention that above. Then it's mutter. If the tray there were ben hashmoshos on the tray itself, there was chalos, you're allowed to move.
You don't put it on the table. You put it on the tray.
Yes, you should. Correct.
You put it on the tray.
That will give you the ability ability to move the tray as well. Correct, correct. Halacha Beis. Let's go to Halacha Beis. L'chaser v'shachris asamner. So he brings down a heter that if you are you have a situation where it's common, you have help, non-Jewish help in your home, and the non-Jewish help will remove the lechter from the table on Shabbos morning, and you know this in advance. So when you put the ner on the table erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos, your kavanah was it will not remain here for the remainder of Shabbos. So then the rule is you are allowed. The rule then is that you can be makel b'shas atchak to move the table on Shabbos. L'chasi b'shachris sazamenora ayin b'shut ste'aretz b'huva b'huva. I don't know what that stands for. The mi shechosh be'ena ve'or haner masik loy v'yagdil hakev mutul tatla haner aydei shinui la'amidu b'bayis sacher. A person is suffering. The lamp is on. Talk about that. You don't have to talk about that in there. A person is a bright light in your home. Okay, it's bothering you. It's muksa. Are you allowed to move the ner to another room? The answer is yes. The mi shechosh be'enav. The or haner mazik load, too much light is causing him harm. The yagdil hakev, it's painful. Mutul tat laner aydei shinui lahamidoi b'bayisachar. You can move the yeshit to another room. The yaimish arichuba b'shem adnas kodesh tiyos the tat laner afilu b'chagav. No, it's machlek zapayiskim. Let's go halacha beis galoch gimel hayumos bekis. Did I skip? I did not skip. No. Halacha gimel hayumos bekis hatofer bebigdoi. Okay, common case, you leave money in your pocket. There are different types of pockets. The money is tofer, the kiss is sewn into your garment. It's a pouch, like our pockets, most of our pockets. Mutar l'tatla sabeged kevon she'ein kol habeged nase bosis ela hakis. We do not consider the pair of pants, the entire garment, to be a support to the pocket. Because since the pocket is an independent pouch, dealing with a pocket that is a pouch to itself, only the pouch itself is the boss, but the rest of the garment is not, it's considered support. The hakis bottle lagabe habeget avul ein lelov shoy afilu bebeso. You're not allowed to put on a pair of pants which has in it money, even bebeso. Even when there's no concern, you're going to go into the rishus harabim. Dechai shinon shema yetsi loy lerishus harabim. So what then do you do? Ela tavi ela avul teva shebesoch hashulchan. But if you have a box inside of a shulchan, the yesh most, but so you have a desk, and you have a drawer on the desk, and in the drawer desk there is money. Also, the talvus hashulchan mishum the ateva who kli b'fnei atzmo the loy batul legabe hashulchan. So he's coming to us a very interesting question, just like you're telling me here this halacha, that if you have a pair of pants, out of the pair of pants there is a wallet, you are allowed to move the entire pair of pants. It's in my way. It's very common. You come with erev Shabbos, getting ready for Shabbos, and you leave on your bed a pair of pants, and your pair of pants is your cell phone, is your wallet, and now you come home at night and you want to go to sleep, but my pair of pants is in the way. So what do you do? How do you take the pair of pants off the bed? Just pick it up and take it off the bed. You don't need to use a shinui. You don't need to use your elbow. I'm not being metallical directly. I'm being metallical the pair of pants. And the wallet in the pocket is being moved. You will ask, no, I should not be allowed to move the pair of pants because the pair of pants is a bossis, is a support for the wallet. The answer is no. Since the pocket is an independent pouch, we don't consider it to be a bossis, the pants to be a bossis for the wallet. So when I'm moving the pair of pants, just so happens that the wallet is being pulled indirectly. But you're not allowed to put on the pair of pants.
Your cell phone is on your, attached to your belt.
Oh, so your cell phone is attached to your belt. No, so then it might indeed be a boss. So then it's not independent. So I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. Doesn't matter. That's exactly the point. The loose change lying the same exact thing. You're not touching the money directly. You're touching the pair of pants. The pair of pants is going to mimela pull the money and the wallet in the pocket. It's mutter to take the pair of pants directly with your hands. And the question is, I should not be allowed to do it. We should consider the pair of pants themselves to be a bossis, because the pair of pants is supporting the wallet. No, it's not. The pair of pants and the pocket are two independent items. One is not dependent. So now he goes the next step. So according to this argument, let's say you have a desk, a small desk, and in the desk you have muksa. So on Shabbos, there's nothing on the desk itself. I should be allowed to move this desk from one location to another. Oh, but inside of the desk there's a while there's money. It's no different than moving a pair of pants. Just like you told me I can move a pair of pants, pick up a pair of pants, and move from one location to another location, even though in the pair of pants, the pocket, there is a wallet, because I'm not touching the money directly. The pair of pants is not a buses to the wallet. Moving the desk is the ikar, the surface is the ikar, there is no muksa. Happens to be inside there is muksa, but the desk is not a buses. No, it's different. A drawer is considered to be supported by the desk. The desk, to some degree, is a buses, is a support to the objects inside the desk. And therefore, you're not, if your kavana was that this desk should remain in this location for the remainder of Shabbos, you want the books to remain in the drawer for the remainder of Shabbos, the desk indeed is a buses, the davar ha'aser, and you're not allowed to move it directly. Even letzarech gufa yom kaimai.
You're saying you're not allowed to open the drawer, you said?
The drawer, for sure not, you can't open. Because opening up the drawer, that's for sure. The question is, I know I'm not opening up the drawer, I want to move the entire desk.
And just to open the drawer, why is the drawer...
Also, you want to say, unless the drawer is going to be a dust of or also davar hamutar. Let's say you have in the drawer two things.
That's you should always have in your pocket a little...
And buses, for Shabbos, you can't travel chus l'tchom on Shabbos. You can't say but then you can't go into the Beis Hakisei. You have to have it double wrapped.
Double wrapped.
But then, so you always an eight. A yid always has an eight.
But the drawer itself, you're not making it muksa. You're making the dummy inside that's muksa.
Correct. But
you open the drawer, and let's say there's something that's not muksa.
Oh, so
out.
If inside the drawer is muksa, not muksa, so then it's mutter. And a chanami. If inside of the drawer you have a basis, a badav, or asadav, or mutter, that falls back on the classic halacha. It's mutter. So just make sure you always keep in the drawer something. Go home today and check all your drawers. Don't check the mezuzahs. Check the drawers. Make sure the drawers have something that's mutter.
Oh, that's a good idea.
The mezuzah should be muksa. The mezuzah might be muksa.
A mezuzah is muksa.
I don't know. Is a mezuzah falls down muksa? I think if it falls down, it's not so simple.
B'zayin. But it's down like
Mechubel karka. It's bayne. If it falls on the floor, I think you got to pick it up. If I'm not mistaken, because it's
b'zayin.
B'zayin. But now after you put it down, I think after you put it back, it smokes because your person does not generally touch. It smokes machal son kiss. You don't handle. Mezuzos, open them up because they're very delicate. You don't want them to get ruined.
Depends if the ones that are written on the white or not.
The white? What do you mean written on the white?
Put the white stuff on the cloth.
They're still very delicate. A mezuzah is very delicate.
Right.
Okay, let's finish this halacha. Yeah.
A table that's a basis l'davar, that means you're not allowed to use it at all?
A table that is a basis l'davar ha'asar only, you're not allowed to move it. You can use it. Absolutely, you're allowed to sit down. You're not allowed to move it. The table, an inch, even a mashu, you're not allowed to move it in a mashu. Otherwise, you couldn't sit on the dining room table. If on the dining room table you have a leichter, so you can't sit on the dining room table.
Chalos.
Let's say you don't have chalos. Let's say you forget about chalos. All you have on the dining table is the neros. You would not be allowed to sit down in the dining room table because you
not only that, but the floor would be a problem. Let's say
you can't sit on the floor.
If the table that was a bus is the only thing that's in the room, so the floor becomes a bus system.
Right, in the chalam. So we don't go so far.
The reason they moved the leichters from the table is because Hatzalah said it's very dangerous.
Yeah, it could be. Okay. The children, right, Nechanami. We're very.
It's dangerous for adults. I said you're reaching for a drink as a candle, so you knock it down very easily.
Okay, you're right, absolutely. Okay, but there's also another issue that you have to forget about, is that it used to be that we were much more sensitive to the halacha. The reason why we have Neiros and Shabbos is not just covered Shabbos, it's because of, it's a Oynik Shabbos. You're supposed to eat by the light of the candles.
I tried that. My wife said, why'd you close the
light? You had a problem of Shalom Bayis. You close the light to eat by the nearest of Shabbos, and that brought about a chasaron in Shalom Bayis. He defeated the whole purpose of their Shabbos. So it used to be Me'ikar Hadin Me'ikar Hadin comedy show.
I'm a bit of a laughter. I don't know what you guys are laughing about.
Sakana, put it out. Sakana, put it out.
Of course, it's a sakana.
Sakana. But it used to be, you're supposed to be nene from the Or HaNer. It's Shalom Bayis, it's Kavod Shabbos, Tainuk. If the Neros are on, the buffet, they're on some counter on the side, you're not having pleasure, they're not giving pleasure, direct pleasure to the food, to your Suda Shabbos. So why are you kind of missing? Because in a very small degree, there's an Indian to light candles, just to light candles for the sake of lighting candles. But there's also an Indian of having the ambiance. There's candles in the room. That's also a madrega. But there's the highest madrega is that when you're actually eating, you're actually seeing the Neros Shel Shabbos. The Neros Shabbos are Kodesh. So this is how it used to be. But unfortunately, today, so safety, not unfortunately, but safety became the major concern. And the Melo, we overlook, we somehow give up a little bit on the Kedusha, the Neros Shabbos, in order to prioritize our safety habits. Okay, let's do Gimel for the listeners. We have just one halacha here. There's a little Gimel on Dalit. It's already late. We'll stop. We have to do this next time. We'll have to do the packets next time. All right.